You know, earlier in the week, we had a chance to visit with a contractor and a state senator and an individual that is working on a project. I'll let that get introduced by Ryan Janke, who's been working this news story to beat heck. But the Morehead Center Mall is a project that's got some tenants mad. It's got some people in Morehead happy. But Ryan Janke from our news team has been working this. Ryan, what did you find out?
Yeah, I think you hit that right, Joel. It's the Morehead Center Mall is going to be closed down at the end of this year. Roars made that announcement. Roars Development and Construction made that announcement on the 12th of this month, May 12th.
And Jim Roars, state senator.
Jim Roars, yep. And so we went over to the mall just to talk to some people. We talked to some owners, some tenants. Some people didn't want to talk, especially owners. They've got deals that they're working on, and, you know, they didn't want to comment. And we talked to some tenants, and we got a mix of reactions. We had some people who, as Jim Roars the other day said, were happy about it. Now they know, you know, we know when the end date is going to be, the end of the year. We had others who were not happy. They weren't happy with the communication from Roars. They weren't happy with the support that they felt they didn't get from the city of Morehead. And the more that we looked into this, the more we realized we had a lot of reactions. And so Madison Quinn and I decided to do a long story on this, sort of encapsulating what everybody was feeling.
And you can find that at the home base, KFGO.com. Describe the project itself. What's going to happen there?
Well, the project itself, there are concepts that you can find online of what they want the project to look like. The Morehead Center Mall footprint, where it is now, will likely be coming down at some point, and then a new structure will be built. What's going in there, I'm not exactly sure, but it is going to be revamped, redone.
In talking to some of the businesses that you had an opportunity to talk to that would talk to you, how has business been? Because you keep hearing the stories that the Morehead Center Mall, as it is, has no one going through it.
It's interesting you asked that. We went back to the mall. Madison and I went over there last week, did some work, did some interviewing. We went back yesterday just to see if anybody had any different views, if anything had happened since we were there that changed their minds or comments. The owner of 3B's Boutique, Barbara Schramm, said that earlier this week she had a record sales day, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she did. And so, you know, it's one of those deals where it's an emotional thing. It's not just a place, I think, for the impression I got. I would say it would be fair to say it's not just a spot that they rent. It's, you know, part of their community, part of who they are. And I think that's where a lot of the emotion in this whole thing comes from.
They've been tenants there for a long time.
And they're friends with the other tenants.
When you get up in the morning, you say, I need to go here. Nobody asks what the address is.
Right.
You know where you're going.
Yep.
What about the individuals that had longer leases that don't meet the criteria of what Roars put out?
So there's one business, Krepp's Family Farms Corner Cafe, has a lease in place until February 28th. And the DMV actually has a lease in place until November of 2025. We couldn't talk to anybody from the DMV, but they did put out a statement saying that they're working on some long-term solutions to, you know, it sounds like they'd like to build their own place. Krepp's Family Farms, they said they haven't heard anything from the Roars group on what this means for them. So there's some uncertainty there. I think there's some communication breakdown, I think, where a lot of this comes from.
Well, great story. You can see it all at KFGO.com, both audio, video, the whole shebang.